God began to, I actually got up, cooked breakfast, and sat back down and went back to sleep, and God began to speak to me while I was asleep. And I woke up, and I'm like, persuaded, I'm persuaded.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I thought about it, I thought, you know, after I got born again, once I got born again, you know, I knew that I got born again, but the enemy would come when I would cuss or something, you know, or mess up or something, and he'd say, see, if you was really saved, you wouldn't have did that.
Yeah.
You know, and so, and then I would go and I wouldn't feel good, you know, I just wouldn't feel good until I got back to church.
Amen.
You know, and I'd go back to church and everything, and what I realized, what I'm saying that is I realized, you know, I had to get fully persuaded that I'm born again.
Amen.
So that all this stuff will stop. Right. And you know what? You don't even come to me tomorrow today and say, you're not really saved. Yeah. Or you'd be further along as a pastor or something like that. You know? Why? Because I got fully persuaded and the battle was over. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Once you get persuaded, the battle's over. And so, I don't care what it is. If it's about your marriage, if it's about your finances, you got to get persuaded.
Amen.
You got to be persuaded. Persuasion comes by the Word of God and the Holy Spirit, hearing preaching, books. You know, I mean, I believed that I would always be broke, Dee. I mean, I was raised a family of 17. My dad was a farmer. No tractors. I mean, I hoed tomatoes with a scratcher or two. Some people don't even know what a scratcher tooth is, you know. But that was my hoe because I was only little. I was only a little boy, probably about 6, 7, 8 years old. And I hoed tomatoes, you know. Mom picked cotton. I picked cotton in an 8-quart basket, and she toted the big cotton sack, you know, and I would take. But anyhow, what I'm saying is come up, you know, and I come up and had this notion that I will always be poor. I'll always be broke, you know, and all of that stuff. But I got born again. Once I got born again, and then tithing was a big thing in my life. Once I got born again, it was like, okay, man, the Bible says if I will give, it'll be given to me. The Bible says he'll open the windows of heaven. You know, and I went in there in that word, and I got that word in me till it persuaded me that the windows of heaven will open up if I'll honor God and what he said in his word.
Amen.
And you know, and I mean, it was hard. It was hard for me to give $20 a week. You know, we done took up tithing offering. I don't sweat it. I'm not preaching on that. I'm talking about persuasion. I'm talking about persuading because, look, God's word and God's ways, I'm persuaded, are the way of victory.
Amen.
I'm not talking about financially. I'm talking about physical healing, emotional healing. I'm not going to stay an emotional wreck because my spirit is going to rule over my soul.
Amen.
Your soul is made up of your mind, your will, and your emotions. And we have to let our spirit man, reign over our soul. Hallelujah. That way, the persuasion that we have don't come from outward influence. You know, outward influence will lie to you.
Yeah.
People will tell you, hey, always, once broke, always broke. You can't eat that stuff. You can't feed on that stuff. You got to get persuaded that God said he will take it, that you will go from one level of faith to another level of faith, one level of glory to another level of glory. And you've got to get persuaded and believe that God is going to prosper you.
Amen.
Well, at least my worries is money. You ain't supposed to worry about nothing. See, if you ain't got no worries, then you're going to walk in faith. Worry is sin. The Bible says we're not to let sin have no dominion over us. Sin has no dominion over us. Yeah, but my bills are... No, don't make excuses. Get persuaded.
Amen.
Get persuaded. The Bible says, but my God. It doesn't say, but my job.
Right.
It didn't say that my job will pay all my bills.
Amen.
The Bible says, but my God shall supply all of my... I got to get persuaded in that because garage doors has let me down, Johnny. They've let me down. When the economy failed and all of that stuff, somebody, and people tell me, well, it will never happen. Yeah, they said the Titanic would never sink either. But God, they said it couldn't sink. And it went under, killed a bunch of people. They thought even God couldn't sink it, I guess. I don't know. Listen, yeah, I'm telling you, that's what they're saying. I've been in there in the museum and all that stuff. You know, but see, I wasn't fully persuaded one time in financial trial. God let the fiery trial have happened to me. I believe he did. He didn't put it on me. I'd work my way up to it. Because God wanted me to know that he is the I am. He is my provider. He is. And he didn't want me trusting in anything else. He wanted me trusting fully in him in that. And so all of those things, and I'm like, God, why is this happening, God? And all of a sudden God said, I'm taking all the crutches that you have relied on out. I want you fully trusting in me. How many knows he's a jealous God? He loves us. I mean, I don't want to share my wife with anybody else. I love my wife. I cherish my wife. I really, really love her, and I don't want to share her with anybody else, not her emotions or anything else. And so that's the way God is with us. God don't want our affection anywhere else, not on sickness and disease and worry and fear and financial lack and all of this stuff. But see, because we don't renew our minds, some people's minds renew to it, but they get no results. That's because they're not activating it.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. Satan knows the word. He talks to you about it all the time. He quotes it to you just like he did Jesus. But the Bible says that his sheep hear his voice. He tells me ain't going to be no work. I told David the other day, you know, because when I work somebody, I mean, I feel responsible to give them hours. You understand?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not one of them out there no matter what, how I happen, down my way, you know. And so I'll tell David, I'll say that, well, I haven't got any garage door, you know, but this. And he said, that's fine. It ain't no problem. He let me know. You know why? Because I'm not his source.
That's right.
He's done learned trusting in the Lord. The Lord will come through. The Lord will provide. And you know what? When he does that, that frees me up.
Yep.
Right.
Amen.
But I have a responsibility to believe God for work. Hallelujah. I'm persuaded he will provide.
Hallelujah.
I am 100% persuaded that no weapon formed against us that believe God will prosper. If we activate the word of God and apply the word of God, there's no way that God won't come through. He said he's not a man that he should lie. He said he watches over his word to perform it, bless God, and he is faithful to do what he said he would do. Now the battle is right here with us. It's right here in this outward realm, but we got to take the word of God and let the word of God persuade us that he is able to do abundantly above, greater than we can think or ask, according to the power that we let work in us. Hallelujah. See, I can either let faith work in me or not. I mean, Satan tells me, I mean, when I went through financial trials back there, he told me Teresa was better off with somebody else. They would have had her house paid off. You know what he was doing? He was trying to get me to believe that I'm not what God said.
Right.
The will of God, that wasn't the will of God, you know. And so I went back, I come back, and I told Satan, I said, what are you, stupid? I said, are you stupid, Satan? You think I'm going to believe that? I'm the best thing ever happened to her other than Jesus.
Amen.
Now, I didn't feel like it, Johnny. I felt like what he was saying was true. I should go get a job. I shouldn't be 3 months behind on my house and all that. And I mean everybody out around me saying there's no way you're going to win. Even the lawyer told me. He said, if the government's going to pay me for you to go bankrupt. I said, I can't find bankrupt in the Bible. That lawyer, well, it don't matter, Mr. Weston, you've got no choice. I said, I told you I'm going to think about it. I got up out of that lawyer's office and walked out on the streets and didn't feel good on the inside. I mean, we're to be led by the Spirit. He's telling me something to get me out from under all of this pressure that's trying to, that is trying, and then he can do that, and I can keep whatever and make payments on whatever. In all the things in the natural were telling me, do it. Do it. I'd rather live in a matchbox than have all this pressure. But on the inside, I'm thinking, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the. I don't lose. Jesus said, no man has left father and mother, lands, brothers and sisters for his sake in the gospel and lost anything. But he shall gain 100-fold in this life and go to heaven. Jesus said it. So I come out there and I told the Lord, I'm walking down the streets of money. Then I got persuaded because the word persuaded me. I'm trying to get relief. See, don't ever try to take care of yourself. Let God take care of you. I'm trying to get relief. I'm trying to get a way for us to survive, not to lose our home. We're going to be homeless. We're going to give our home away, signed our land and home over to somebody that we paid for. We had it paid for. But I sowed a seed. When we did it and signed it off and give it to him, I told Jesus, I said, okay, Lord, I said, this is my guarantee that my home, I won't never lose it. I'm putting a down payment on the finished product. I sowed it. Well, the Bible says, Galatians 6:7, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap.
Amen.
I sold a house. I nearly own mine now, David. The whole big, beautiful place. Me and the bank don't almost own it anymore. Hallelujah. Well, I come out of there and I started down the street to learn. I'm not just trying to tell you my story this morning. We must be persuaded in times when the heat is on that God is faithful and not back off. Not. It's easy to do it when there ain't no trials. It's easy to be persuaded when all your bills are paid and you ain't having no financial nothing at home and everybody's happy with you and you know and you ain't overdrawn in the bank. It's easy then, but we got to be the same way when all of that's taking place. Because being like that when everything is taking place is causing things in the spirit realm to start happening in the natural realm over here. I mean, I'm tore our ceiling now. We didn't get to come to church Wednesday night. By all things, I shouldn't even be here. I tore this whole ceiling down. I'm up there and fell through. Tore me up. I mean, it didn't tear me up. Believe it or not. Throwed me down. Slammed me down. Trish said, you landed. I got blown in 18, 15 inches of insulation in the ceiling. And so, it was insulation all the way over here, clean back to that pew, that deep. And Trish said, you landed on that insulation. I said, no, I outrun that insulation. I beat it to the floor. They wanted me to play volleyball yesterday, and I said, yeah, I'm not playing volleyball. Not gonna happen. Well, I'm blue from right here to right here, black, purple, and blue. I mean, I'm, you know. And Judd told Johnny that Saturday, Johnny tell him one of them, yeah, you know. I said, now I'm healed.
Amen.
I should have got broke up, busted up. I should have landed face down, but didn't. Hit on my back. Good thing. Needed popping anyways. Line my spine, baby, while I'm going down. Hit the ground. Hallelujah. No weapon. Don't we believe no weapons formed against us will prosper? I called service off because I couldn't get it fixed in time. I didn't believe I could. I mean, I was 5:30. That happened at 10:30 to 11, and we got out of here at 5:30, Ventrusa. I didn't think, I wasn't banking on her coming, I was just going to fix it. And the devil, boy, what kind of pastor are you? Do it on Wednesday. So I went and told Teresa, I said, that's y'all's fault. How's it my fault? I said, because you've been on me about that lying in that library for 3 weeks. I said, I had to let y'all see. I said, that's yours and what's your name? April. I said, that's yours and April's fault.
Whatever.
Well, you know, the first thing I thought when I'm laying there, and I had to lay there, buddy. I'm like, what happened? You know, and then I come to myself, and I'm looking up through there. I'm like, oh, God. I got up. I come right over here, and I'm like, whoa, this is awful, man. I thought this closed the church, buddy.
Golly.
You think Satan ain't real?
Right. That's right.
What's the use? Every time you try to go forward, somebody gets took out. Then you fall through the ceiling, tear the ceiling down. Then you cost him the church money. He ain't nothing but an idiot.
Amen.
What did the Bible tell us to do about that stuff? Cast it down.
Right.
Second Corinthians, though, are casting down those imaginations. Those thoughts that tries to exalt itself above the knowledge of God. What's that? God's word. See, it'll say, well, your bills ain't going to get paid. That's exalting itself.
That's right.
That's it trying to get you to believe that nothing ain't going to work out. Things just ain't going to change. Got people all, I've been through pretty good bit of hell in my body the last 2 or 3 years. And bless God, I'm just determined it ain't going to tell me what to do.
Right.
I'm persuaded.
Amen.
I am persuaded I'm healed. So if this body, I fall out there all bruised up, but God, I jumped right up and I said, well, glory to God, I put all the ceiling up, wasn't sore or nothing, you know. It hit me Thursday morning.
Yeah.
And then Thursday morning, I'm like, oh, God. Oh, God. You know, and then I said, glory to God. Thank you, Lord, for Isaiah 53. Did thy help springs forth speedily in the name of Jesus. I just laid my hands on my chest. I said, you got to heal up quick. Glory to God. I got things to do, work to do, people to see, people to talk to, and you're healed in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Well, bravo, Brother Scott. Well, won't you do it?
Amen.
If I can do it, you can. I felt like going, wrap me up, hey, oh, don't move me. Then tried to swallow, and then even got them muscles. I guess, bam, boom, boom, I don't know. But God, I tried to eat, I'm like, good Lord, what happened? I thought, oh, I fell out of the ceiling 10 feet. I said, I guess it got them muscles bruised too. And I went, you healed. But God, well, you got to do that, man. I'm telling you. If you ain't, he'll persuade you. You can't go to work. You can't do it. You poor old thing, you. Oh, you're just pitiful. That's what he'll say. You're just so pitiful. Oh, you need somebody to take care of you. You try that with Teresa. I got to have Jesus. No, I'm just kidding, Teresa, if you're watching. She probably is. Praise God. But my God, but we got to be persuaded. All right, just like healing. The Lord spoke to me this morning too. He said, did you not know that by Jesus' stripes you're healed? I said, yes, sir. He said, why don't you go tell them this morning? He said, because they, some of them complaining about arthritis, complaining about their back, complaining about their legs, complaining about their neck, complaining about their shoulders. He said, and they're not doing what you're doing. He said, so therefore the results just keep having to come. You understand what I just said?
Amen.
You're going to stay sick.
Right.
Told Teresa last, said her last night, I said, you know what? I said, I'm not against doctors at all. I said, but medicine don't cure nothing. She said, well, antibiotic does. I said, I'm not talking about that. You know, I said, I know antibiotic helps to work out the, you know, but I mean, you know, basically medicine, it gets rid of the ailments.
Right.
Symptoms. I want rid of the ailment.
Right.
I want the root. I won't want the symptoms gone. I mean, sure, I'd pop some painkillers. I thought about it. I got some left from, I'm not even healed up with that. I shouldn't even be preaching. I'm up there singing, it's vibrating all up in there, and I'm like, whew, never experienced that in a long time. I'm opened up, baby, in there. I'm just not healed up yet. You blow your nose, they happen to blow your nose, it looks like half your brain come out. Oh, good God, how'd all that get in there? Pain. Yeah, headache. Last night I thought, well, let's go in there and get you a couple of painkillers. But God, it'll help you out. Then you get that. Why? I won't feel the soreness. It's still going to be there.
Yep.
Then I'm on up here sleeping. I'm trying to preach to you. That stuff puts me to sleep, man, you know. Take a painkiller, 2 days later, I'm still groggy. I guess I'm just so fired up, man, you know. That stuff just brings me down.
Yeah.
I mean, really. I mean, I like the taste of them, not monsters.
No.
Yeah. David pointed out to me, it said nitrous oxide. I'm like, whoa, it's nitrous oxide. But you know what? I can drink that and I'll feel worse in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I'll be like, well, I'll kill it right quick and it'll give me a kick. So I kill the whole thing. You know, I mean, kill the whole nos, man. If you need to go and pack yourself with caffeine, just do it right. I guess it's got caffeine in it, too. And then before you know it, I'm like, water does me a lot better.
Yep.
You know, the blood pressure medicine they give me, it bottoms me out, man. I mean, if I don't, it'll just bottom me out. I'll be like a little zombie, man, you know. And water does it for me. I'll take that pill and I'll say, in the name of Jesus, I'm regulating out here and I won't have to take this very long, but God, and I'll swallow a whole bottle of water. Then I'll take one with me and about 9 o'clock I'll guzzle another one down. It can't affect me, see. I override the medicine when I do it. Told Teresa, said, take that half one out. Huh? Take it out. She said, you're dangerous, take it out. Take it out. Just take that half one out. I took half of that blood pressure out. It ain't bringing me down. Listen, something bringing me down. It's going out, 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 out. I'm going out, out. Come on, somebody. You got to be persuaded that neither death, life, principality, power, nothing can separate you from the love that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. He loves us. He's with us. He's for us. You got to get persuaded. Well, why don't he heal me? He's already healed you over 2,000 years ago. It's not up to Jesus to heal you anymore. Get yourself born again. Get in the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, Romans 10:17, and get in there and confess that scripture, bless God, 1 Peter 2:24, that by Jesus Christ, my foot, my leg, my knee, my head, my neck, my ears, my brains heal. And I mean do some warfare. You know why most people don't do it? It ain't easy. It's easier to watch Rambo or something. It's easier to watch. They took cops off, you know, this racial garbage. Cops, you know, took them off there. They finally put it back on there. Tracy said, praise God, cops is back on. Hallelujah. Boy, we're watching Cop Reload now. Watching Cop Reload. Praise God. But you know what? You got to fight the good fight of faith. Satan's done took some folk out of here, if you notice. They're gone. They called them. I need to change. Change to what? What are you going to change to? We got the anointing. We're planted by the Lord. You said the Lord said to send you. The Lord put you here and all of that. Now circumstances changed in your life. And now the will of the Lord's different? Really? Really? See, Satan's told me, well, you know, I mean, you're older now. I mean, you was an evangelist, you preached, but you're getting older now. It might be time for somebody else to come in and preach. Liar.
Amen.
But God, I'm going to be here till I'm old as Methuselah. I'm in the will of God.
Amen.
My body can't stop me. Hallelujah. All in all, the ceiling can't stop me. Hallelujah. Breaking tractors, tearing up everything, trying to discourage me, can't stop me. Financial despair can't stop me. Being broke ain't stopping me from coming to church. I done drove a miracle before, done seen it happen, bless God. I'm persuaded that God is able to do abundantly above. But if you don't ever get persuaded and yield to Him and walk in that faith, you're not going to feel, you're not going to experience the persuasion, the victory that persuasion brings. There's a lot of people persuaded today, but they're persuaded the wrong way. I'm just seeing the way it is. You can get persuaded. My marriage is just bad, and that's the way it is. People told me before, I don't know how you live with Teresa. And I said, I don't know how you can't see how I can't live without her.
Amen.
I'm persuaded. But she has an attitude. That's your problem. She's made a man out of me. I let it make a man out of me, man. Hey, I'm not a sissy. She says stuff that hurts people's feelings. I don't understand. I understand. Grow up. Use it like I used it. Now she just say whatever, and I'm like, whatever. I'm serious. I'm like, okay. Hey, hallelujah. What happened? Well, Satan tried to get me to divorce her and all that because of all that. And do you know what? I said, nope, God hates divorce, but God, He hates divorce. He loves being married. He really anoints marriages. Satan really attacks them. That's why the warfare is so great today in it.
Amen.
So we got to get persuaded. Well, I just had somebody the other day say, well, if I had faith like you got the same faith. The Bible says every man has been given the measure of faith. So don't cop out on that you ain't got the faith that somebody else has. We all got the same faith of God. Hallelujah. Bible says in Mark 11:22, have the faith of God.
Amen.
We have, you just say, yes, sir. Believe on you. The difference in people is some people utilize their faith and grow their faith and develop their faith and exercise their faith, and some people sit at home. That's the difference. So the ones that exercise get victory. The ones that don't, they know what to do, but they don't do it. I'm telling you, the book of James says that faith without action is dead. The Bible says in Hebrews, the word being preached, not mixed with faith, profited them nothing. It's not that God couldn't do anything. Not mentioned faith with the word they hear, profits nothing. Hallelujah. You know, I mean, it's amazing how that God, back under, called me in the ministry. I mean, quickly, Johnny. I mean, I'm saved 2 or 3 months and I feel like I'm going to be a preacher. On the inside. I didn't generate it or nothing. It started coming up on the inside. And I tell Teresa that. And so before you know it, I've got 3 jail ministries, street ministries, bus ministries. I mean, we're going, food ministries. We got all kinds of ministries going on. I'm involved in all of them and working a full-time job. And I'm sitting there one night and I'm like, God, how am I doing all of this? He said, you're in my will, son. He said, you're persuaded nothing can stop you. He said, you're not considering the details. You're not going to get to go eat out on Friday night. You're not going to get to go home on Sunday anymore and sleep. He said, you're not considering all of that. He said, so the grace is there and the ability is there and the supply that you need is there for you. I thought to myself of going to the jails and I didn't have the money to buy Bibles. And these people are asking me for Bibles. And I know I refused to go to my church. They would have probably bought Bibles. But I thought, you know what? I'm going to believe God. I'm going to believe God. I'm not telling nobody but God. I want some Bibles, Lord, to give these guys in the jail. And I want you to do it, Lord. You said you would supply all the money. Well, see, God was doing that on purpose so that I would get persuaded in Him and not put pressure on the church.
Amen.
And you know what? There's a lady two Sundays after that. A lady drives up, you know, she comes into church and she said, "Brother Scotty, you got just a minute?" I said, "Sure I do." She said, "I've got you something." I said, "Well, good." So we walk out to her car and she pops the trunk and the trunk is plumb full of Bibles. She said, "God told me to bring you these Bibles."
Amen.
I said, "Glory to God, let me just get my truck." And I carried Bibles to that. See, and you know what? I'm like, "Good God, God really heard me."
Yep.
I mean, I'm a baby Christian. I'm like, "He really heard me. He really answered me." Don't the Bible say in Psalms over there, "Delight yourself in the Lord and He'll give you the desires of your heart"? Yeah. Don't it say, "Commit your ways to Him and He will bring it to pass"? See, let the Word of God persuade you that you're healed. And I mean, you speak to your foot. You speak to your leg. You command it to do what the Bible says for it to do. Glory to God. You let God do what no man can do. Bring healing. Bring the healing ministry of Jesus and let it manifest in our bodies. Look, I'm not thinking the older I get, the weaker I get. I'm thinking I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. Even in an old age. Look, Caleb was 80 years old, man. And when he got to Canaan land, he told the Lord, "Give me that mountain." 80. Some of us, 35. These are painkillers. Something wrong with that picture. I'm talking about Christians now. The world out there, they have the mercy of anything they get. They need some relief.
Yeah.
People out there getting drunk, they need to. I don't know how they ain't none shot themselves. Guy told me the other day, and on the phone, he said, "No, I went to pick up some stuff and feed." He said, "These prices get so high, I don't know what we're going to do." I got my stuff and I left, and I said, "I don't know what I'm going to do, Lord. I'm going to praise you all the way through it, but God, let it get rough. I done been in some rough waters. My trust ain't in God's doors or nothing else, Lord. It's done let me down. My trust is in you, Jesus, Yahweh, my provider, my deliverer, my healer. My trust is in you, sir."
Hallelujah.
But God, let them go ahead and inflate everything. It's going to. It can't last like this. Is the inflation going so high, something's going to crash. Something's going to give. It's not looking very good at all. You think things are going pretty good? They can in an instant go, whoom, bam, boom, bada boom, boom, boom. All but the kingdom.
Amen.
The Bible says we've entered into a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Hallelujah. The kingdom of God, know you not that the kingdom is in us. Hallelujah, the Bible says. So we got to stir that kingdom up. That Bible, hallelujah. That Bible stirs the kingdom of God up in us. Bless God, hallelujah. We got a library in here. Listen, if you got problems about you need healed and all that, don't bash that back and think you're waiting on God. Find you some material on healing. Then pull you up More Life Ministries and get you some series on healing. Black God, your body, listen, whenever I'm in some kind of trial, the last thing I want to do is hear the word on the trial that I'm in. That's flesh.
Yeah.
That is absolutely the flesh nature of man. The last thing I want to do is come to church when I don't feel good. That's flesh. Because you know what? I thought this morning it hurt my back, actually. Didn't know it to you this morning. These things showing up. I thought this morning, come on, Lord, let it get time to get to the house of God. Wasn't there some anointing there? Let me get under that. See, I done been on the streets preaching when it wasn't convenient. Had pneumonia, bless God. Couldn't even pull my shirt over my head without being in pain. But I wasn't looking for a reason to call the service off. The minute that I got up there, picked up that microphone, the anointing hit me, and I was totally healed of that pneumonia. Totally healed. Totally.
Hallelujah.
Boy, and I mean, I thought, glory to God, all I need is to get to church under the anointing. That's all I need. That's how come I'm so churchism. Because I know if you've got a lot of problems, get yourself under the anointing. Get yourself under the word of God preached under the anointing. And things begin to happen on the inside of you. This taking you, persuading you of the things of the kingdom of God. Keep that TV turned off that tells you there's no use in trying anymore. Hallelujah. Somebody told me, so-and-so left, so-and-so left. I said, yeah, they left. I said, listen, this ain't my first rodeo, bless God. I said, none of these things move me. People, if people want to go, they can go. People want to come, they can come. But bless God, it's for me and my house. I'm going to serve the Lord. And you got to do the same thing at your house. Whether anybody goes with you or not, or agrees with you or not, you're going to serve your God. Hallelujah. And your God will show up when he can't show up for everybody else. Let God, he'll show up and show himself real. He'll manifest his word to you. He'll manifest healing in your body. Bless God. Your liver's got to line up hard. Priest, have you carry that nitrous oxide with you, nitrogen or whatever you put under your tongue if you're having a heart attack or whatever. I told her, I said, I needed that before the surgery, baby. I said, I'm totally healed up now.
Amen.
Bless God, well, Satan told me when I laid on my back, it broke your chest back apart. Before I even got up, Johnny. I'm laying there and I'm thinking my chest is broke apart.
Yep, he's a liar.
Well, I was touched, you know, the bone all the way laid me open. Brett said, tied you back like this, pulled you apart. And I don't know if they do that or not. I wouldn't watch the videos. Just do it. I got up and I'm like, don't feel, don't check that evidence. You lying idiot, but God, no weapons formed against me will prosper. How can it be broke?
Right.
Well, it ain't broke.
Amen.
I'm persuaded. Then the more that you let God persuade you in the word, the stronger you get and the less you will have to fight. You understand? You have to fight the good fight of faith for just a little while, but before you know it, you've entered into rest, like the Bible says in Hebrews. You enter into a rest that comes from God. The Bible says in Hebrews 4, I believe it is, therefore remaineth the rest for the people of God. He who seeks from his own works has entered into that rest.
Amen.
Cease from trying to take care of myself. Cease from trying to get myself well. Cease from worrying. Well, it ain't happening. That's a lie. You have the only way you can worry is meditating on the problem. Meditation on a problem is what worry is. Your mind is stayed on it. So when my mind tries to get on problems, I put it on cows. Enjoy me cows. Rabbits come up very yesterday. I heard it. My cow started hollering. They recognized his truck. And I'm like, nah, they ain't got no nothing. Sitting out there watching them. You know? And so he pulls up and he tells his mom, Dad was just standing out there. Yeah, I look stupid, I guess. I'm enjoying myself, man. Wind's blowing. My cows are happy. Got them all sprayed down. There ain't no flies on them. They're not getting out. I'm happy. Got the backhoe fixed. I'm ready. I'm pumping water. I'm going back down to that dam, Johnny. And I ain't breaking nothing. But God, yeah, Memorial Day, I got plans. I got Tracy. I told Tracy, I said, I got plans, baby, tomorrow. What is it? I said, I'm going to the dam. I said, unless you want to do something. I said, but God, I said, I'm going to fix my dam down there. I said, everything's trying to stop me from the time I got that place. I've been fighting this for 3 years. Well, I'm persuaded that I'm not giving up. I'm not. I'll be down there tomorrow. I'll be enjoying it. Hallelujah. Well, you're sore. I don't care if my body ain't telling me I ain't going. I enjoy that. I'm coming to church because I enjoy it. I enjoy being well. Hallelujah. I enjoy being healed. I enjoy being whole. Well, the only way to do that is get that word and fight the good fight. Hallelujah. Get persuaded in the word of God. Hallelujah. Well, the doctor said, well, quit listening to the doctor and listen to Dr. Jesus. Dr. Jesus come from heaven. Hallelujah. And manifest himself. God was manifest through Jesus. And what did Jesus do? Went about doing good and healing all that were sick and afflicted. I thought this morning, I got all excited. I thought, glory to God, I'm going to have a healing service, God. And I mean, I'm going to tell everybody to stand up and I'm going to lay hands on all of them. But God, I want everybody tired of this foot problems and neck problems and back problems and all of these problems in my church. I'm tired of it.
Amen.
And I said, God, would you give me the go-ahead? I can't do nothing without him.
Amen.
But if he says it done, and glory to God, we're going to have a showdown.
Amen.
I mean, we're going to have a showdown. Well, I told Sandy, stepped in there, I said, I'm about to get tired of all this stuff. Why? I said, all these foot problems and neck problems and heel problems and eye problems and ear problems and neck problems that the body's got here. I said, this is about to get ridiculous. When we got the healing power. So you know what we all ought to do? Let's skip tomorrow. Because it's Memorial Day. We want to get fat tomorrow. You know, we're supposed to be under these men that fought for us. But anyhow, we barbecue, I guess. But we ought to start Tuesday. And we ought to go on a fast. Is this not the fast that I've chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness. To let go, to undo the heavy burdens. And the oppressed go free. And that our help springs forth speedily. I think we ought to come together as a body of Christ here. Pray to God. We are tired of tolerating our brothers and sisters being sick and weak and took out by the devil. But God, come together as a fast in one accord, one mind, like you were talking about. But God, and I mean put a demand on the kingdom of God. Not on God. He's already done it. I mean our faith put a demand on healing, put a demand on restoration. But God, I'm talking about that's what happens when faith is released. It puts a demand on the kingdom of God. The Bible says, since John the Baptist, the kingdom suffered violent, but the violent what?
Take it
by force. Y'all are still quiet. I didn't hear nobody. I'm going Tuesday and Wednesday. No, but I'm serious. We are. I was kidding about that. But I mean, we need to do some fasting. I really believe we do. We need to fast and get before the Lord. We're not begging God. I mean, I've heard people, oh God, I'm going to fast, and I beg you to come. I beg you. Don't even fast. That's ridiculous. You get before the Lord, and you say, God, I'm fasting that heavy burdens will be lifted. Hallelujah. That the oppressed people will be let free, Lord. I'm yielding myself to you, Lord, that our health will spring forth speedily according to your word, God. God, we just declared right now, and I set this time aside to fast, that these strongholds be broken. See, that's the kind of fast. That's humbling ourselves, realizing we can't be healed without him, realizing oppressed people can't get set free without him, so we're humbling ourselves with God, taking on the same anointing Jesus had. I mean, no greater is he that's in us than he that's in this world. Did you know he was fasting when he was tempted in the wilderness? Did you know that Jesus drawed away and from people sometimes? That's why you can't get me on Saturday, hardly. My phone is not with me, period. I don't have it here. Why? It'll ring.
Yeah.
Don't you have fun with you Saturday? Because it'll ring.
Right.
And I ain't going to hear it. I ain't going to hear it during church, for church, or out of church. This is Sabbath to me. Let God, I might go check it, might not. But what if somebody's dying? They better know Jesus. I'm not your God, hallelujah.
Amen.
People ain't your God. Sometimes we need to draw away from people. I'm a people person. I mean, they came to the birthday party, some folks, little kids, yesterday, Aubrey's birthday party. Praise God. And first thing they walk up, I say, y'all from around here? That's the first thing we're around Bluff. Where y'all go to church at? That's exactly what I did. I said, where do y'all go to church? She said, I go in Hansville. I don't know if he goes or not. She said, why? I said, well, I got a church. You a pastor? I said, I'm a pastor. Hallelujah. You know, what I'm saying is, you know, I don't get around. I can talk to anybody. You can too. Unless you're like, I don't want nobody talking to me. Yeah, God Almighty. They'll go through 400 years of their stuff. Now, you just got to stay in control. You stay in control. You driving this ship, Johnny. Yeah, they try to get off on some. Oh, no. Yeah, we've been doing this for so many years. Blah, blah, blah. And, they try to get off now. No, we've been doing this for so many years. Some of you start talking about healing to them. Well, my foot, oh man, Jesus heals. Yeah, but my grandma, y'all, but Jesus heals. Yeah, but Papa, oh no, we don't care what Papa is. We talk about Jesus now, the now Jesus. He's like Coke, he's the real thing. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage you. Don't be persuaded things ain't going to change. Don't be persuaded things ain't going to get no better. Don't be persuaded things ain't going to work out. Don't be persuaded your finances won't come in. Don't be persuaded your marriage ain't going to work out. Don't be persuaded you can't make it. You get persuaded on the positive side. I can do all things. My money cometh to me and stayeth. Start confessing it. I'm blessed going in, blessed going out, blessed in the city, blessed in the field. I'm blessed in my body, blessed in my spirit, strong. I believe I'm a major. I believe I'm good looking. I mean, my nose is straight now. Oh, glory. I believe I'm a good looking guy, major blessing. Now, you know, I don't say that arrogantly. I'm back down there. I'm just persuaded because of what the Bible says. Oh, yeah. I'm a king and a priest unto God. Back down yonder, I was a child of the destroyer. And I sold drug, did drug, give everybody drug, partied with everybody, thank God, and to help destroy people's lives unbeknown to them. So now I can say that I'm a good looking guy, major blessing, bless Amen. God, hallelujah, just based on the word. And you need to do the same thing. If you believe you're a nobody, you act like a nobody. If you believe you're sick and always going to be sick, you're going to complain about everything because you done lost hope. If you broke and you can't see, and if you believe you're always good, you're going to talk broke.
Yep.
If it ain't one thing, it's another. If it ain't one thing, I get one thing, fix another comes. You know what? That happens to all of us. Ain't just some of us said, glory to God, thank you, Lord, for the supply to fix you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, that ain't going to stop me, praise God. Lord, I'm going to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you. This week, but God, you just go about and you take the negative persuasion and you flip it to the positive. You flip it to the take a week and do it. And you see what happens in your life, praise God. I'm telling you the way you feel on the inside of your body, your circumstances will have to line up, praise God, and do some fasting. And I believe next week, I believe this Sunday, you know, this next Sunday, since I brought it up, I believe we ought to start next week. And do about a 2-week fast. I'm talking about one of us one day, and you know, one of us the next day. And let's just do a fast. Let's go on a month fast. Just do it a month. We won't have to fast but one time, and then it'll come back around a couple of weeks later. Somebody that's done fast to do another fast. Let's do it a 1-day fast for the Lord. You know, together that way we'll have fasting going on every day. Fasting, praying, seeking the Lord. We're going to do it. We're going to do it. Let's bow our heads this morning. Father, we praise you. And Lord, we just give you glory this morning.